Eric Kreen joins us. Eric, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Excellent. We're going to talk a little Raptors with you on a weekly basis. And, hey, the Raptors, they're playing great again. They're only a game and a half back of Cleveland for first in the Eastern Conference, and everybody kind of compares them to Cleveland. We know they're better than most of the other teams in the East, but they got to beat Cleveland, and they just simply don't have a LeBron James in Toronto. So you've got DeMar DeRozan, you've got Kyle Lowry, they're playing great. Is there any element you think they could add that could push them to compete with Cleveland in a seven-game series?
You know, anybody who they trade for is still going to leave them without LeBron James unless they trade for LeBron James. So, you know, the question, I guess, is can you find a scenario in which you push yourself a little closer to, like, you know, a 40-60 proposition instead of a, you know, a 10-90 proposition or whatever it is, whatever such a series would be right now. There are a few names you can speculate on. It's still very early, and there are just too many teams battling for a playoff spot to say who will be available. I mean, if Paul Millsap of Atlanta becomes available, he's very intriguing. DeMarcus Cousins is a lightning rod, but a super talented one that, you know, any team that would acquire him would be rolling the dice in terms of, you know, chemistry and cohesion that the Raptors have sort of built this mini, or not even mini, you know, 3-plus-year run on now. That would be a risk, but, you know, he's very talented. Beyond that, you're just sort of looking at bit parts, and the question becomes, this team that's so built on depth, I mean, obviously it's built on Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, but it's built on depth beyond that, and pieces knowing exactly how they fit in. Do you want to break that up for a slight upgrade at, you know, power forward? Or, you know, or small forward, and that's a harder equation to do. It's just tough to come up with a trade that really makes what you'd have to sacrifice work in order to just get a little bit better. I think they have to be thinking big or thinking status quo come the trade deadline, which is still about 2 months away.
You'd mentioned the play of Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. The Raptors are 20-8 so far through 28 games of the regular season. I know they're different players and they play different games, but who has been more valuable to the Raptors so far? Has it been DeRozan or has it been Lowry?
I always tend to answer this question with Lowry. I think the plus-minus numbers, not that that's the holy grail. There is no holy grail in basketball, but you could see how they drop off on both ends of the floor when Lowry is not on the floor, which isn't like this is DeRozan's best season ever. He's more efficient offensively than ever. His defense still leaves something to be desired, as does the whole team's, but his is has not made that leap that you'd hope at some point it would. It diminishes one to praise the other over, you know, his, you know, one of, you know, they're such close friends. But, you know, if you ask me which season-ending injury ruins the Raptors' seasons more, I would say it's Lowry's. He's just a bit more valuable and a bit more irreplaceable to what they do.
We're joined by Eric Kreen from The Athletic, Mark Mageau, Jason Greger, talking NBA. He scored, I think it was a career-high 21 points against the Brooklyn Nets, Eric. But how impressed have you been by Norman Powell's play so far this season?
Cult hero Norman Powell. People, you know, love him here with, you know, pretty good reason. He, you know, Raptors fans will remember what an impact he made in that first round series against Indiana, especially in the game five that pretty much was the pivotal game of that series. Without it, they're going to Indiana trailing 3-2, and maybe that's a third straight first round exit, and a lot of changes come. Powell's just mature beyond his NBA years. He's a four-year college product, which is obviously rare these days. He's undersized for an elite defender, but he might be their best perimeter defender just in terms of foot speed and lateral quickness right now. And, you know, they're really, he's sort of the 10th man on this roster right now. I mean, you'd take him ahead of Pascal Siakam, but for positional reasons, Siakam is ahead of him, which means that some nights he finds a role on the team in a game, and some nights he doesn't. And I'm just not sure how many other teams in this league, even the very best teams, couldn't find a spot for Powell. And that says a lot about where the Raptors are in terms of their depth. I think Powell is a really good NBA player, you know, definitely a solid, solid rotation piece for any number of very good teams, and that he can't find his way into a consistent role here is more circumstance than anything. So I've been very impressed and continue to be so.
Eric Kareen joins us from The Athletic in Toronto. The Raptors, a game and a half out of first place in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, DeMar DeRozan made it to the Olympic team this year. He came out like a house on fire, was unbelievable. What has impressed you most about his game this year? Where do you think he's improved the most?
I think his sort of decision-making when he gets to the paint is what's really impressed me. Obviously, to start the year, he was just hitting some contested mid-range jumpers that at a rate that he won't and hasn't continued to hit them at. But what happens when he's getting to the paint is a lot more refined than it's been in the past. I did a story a few... last week, maybe, all the weeks blend together these days, but on sort of the little floater, the Eurostep floater that he's developed, and it involves, you know, maybe a step forward and then a step to the side, so as the defender, you know, the big help defender in the middle is going back to the rim to try and block a shot or alter a shot, he creates space for himself just by, you know, one step to the side, and he's making the first pass that sometimes ends up being the hockey assist or even the third assist on a play a lot more readily than he has in the past. The game is just, it's cliche, but you can really see how much it slowed down for him. He actually had a blip of a game Tuesday night against Brooklyn. I thought it was one of his worst offensive games of the year, and that doesn't really matter when you're playing Brooklyn, especially without Brook Lopez. But in general, he's just, you know, he's the game is just so slow for him right now, and that you can see that, you know, more nights than not.
Eric, we really appreciate this. I look forward to talking some basketball next time. We're going to talk a little bit more league-wide things going on, and have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too, guys. Enjoy your holidays.
You betcha. Eric Kareen from The Athletic in Toronto.